Sue opened a small place in Lockhart to cook and to serve simple fare. The blacksmith brought his younger brother, regular customers there. And so she met young Joseph Panik, a German lad near half her age. A fine cabinetier, mature for his year, he managed to earn a fine wage. They married in early December. The Griffiths now had a new son, named Joseph to honor Herr Hannig. Seemed now Sue's struggle was won. But Satan grabbed poor Angelina, her children abandoned and tossed. She left John behind and ran off to find the gay life of youth she had lost. Young Almiron went to his uncle, while Susie and Joseph were Sue's. Her husband so dear was full of good cheer, delighted to hear of such news. They made plans to move their small family to Austin to find a new day. And so with strong heart they made a fresh start. She knew this at last was the way. Sue sold off the land from the headright and other lots she had acquired, so Joseph could take their meager grub stake and purchase all that they required. The capital's land was inviting the birth of a bustling town. And right at its core, their furniture store, a business of local renown. With Joseph at work in his business and Sue at the house with the fry, she finally knew true contentment, holding her head proudly high. The children were such a great comfort, her soul took to flight on the wind. And here in this place she found God's own grace, redemption from all of her sin. Dear Joseph was always in motion, the furniture business grew. He then was the new undertaker, clients would ne'er be too few. Knights Templar and masons and firemen, just some of his wide retinue. An entrepreneur whose judgment was sure, found others to Pine House he built there on Pine Street, between Natchez and Red River Lane. The home would be sound, with children all round, and Sue in the midst of the fray. They still came to eat her fine cooking and rest through the heat of the day. The visitors come, Lord knows just where from, but all that battle seemed so long ago.